This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. We go immediately to ULA and a glitch. Bob, a very good evening to you. You're reporting nozzle debris from a Vulcan launch. What is a Vulcan? Thank you, Bob.
Hey, John. Vulcan is ULA's new rocket. They have now successfully launched it twice, which they are were required to do by the military. The military wanted them to have two successful launches before it would certify Vulcan for future military operational commercial launches. And so they completed about a month ago, early in October, they completed the second of those two launches, and they got the payload exactly to the orbit it was supposed to be. So you would rate that as a successful launch. But during the launch, something kind of weird happened, which is really one of the more weirder failures I've ever seen in the space industry. The rocket had a core main stage, and then it had two strap-on boosters, solid fuel boosters. On one of the boosters, about a minute into the launch, the nozzle fell off. I've just never seen this before. And it fell off, and so that the burning solid fuel coming out of that solid rocket booster was no longer controlled, was no longer symmetrical. And the main core engines and the other solid-fueled booster had to compensate, especially the core stage, because they've got nozzles that can adjust. So the core stage, liquid-fueled, adjusted the route and the power so that they could make up the difference, and they got the payload to their orbit. But the nozzle fell off. And there's been some investigation into this, that the mission got to its planned orbit is generally being treated by the military as achieving its goals. So I'm expecting the military to certify for future launches. Whether they really should or not is a different question, but I think they will. What's interesting about this story is that ULA has actually now recovered some of the nozzle debris that fell to Earth. They went to the beach in the area, and they were able to treat some of the material, and they're inspecting that as part of their investigation. And that's actually good, because they get some of the material, and they can help them understand why the nozzle fell off.
Do we hear an announcement from the FAA about an investigation?
No, this is a good example of how more evidence that the FAA has been playing partisan games with SpaceX, with its heavy regulation of SpaceX. But the FAA has not gotten involved in this at all, and they shouldn't have, by the way. They shouldn't have, because there's no safety risk to the public safety. But this was easily as serious a problem as, in fact, more serious of a problem than those that occurred on the various SpaceX Falcon 9 launches that caused the FAA to shut down future launches by SpaceX. It's just indicating their partisanship.
Space Force is giving out contracts. Who's getting them, Bob?
All of them are going to SpaceX. This is interesting. The Space Force military has a contracting arrangement where they list the companies they will allow to bid on them. And this has to do with, once again, certifying their rockets to launch military satellites. And so they have certified as companies SpaceX, ULA, and Blue Origin to allowing those companies to bid on military future contracts. But they announced a major contract award this week, totaling $750 million, $733 million, for 8 future launches. And those 8 launches all went to SpaceX. None were given to ULA and Blue Origin. And in announcing this, one of the military officials stated this: in this era of great power competition, it is imperative to not leave capability on the ground. And what that was a backhanded slap at ULA and Blue Origin, basically telling them that the reason SpaceX got all these contracts is because SpaceX can get the launches on time. ULA is 4 years behind the Vulcan, and it had the nozzle problem recently. So can you trust it? They want to see other – they wanted them to launch other – they've got other contracts with ULA. Let's get those launched first before we'll give you a new contract. And with Blue Origin is routinely years behind schedule. And in fact, they respect scheduling so poorly that they're the first New Glenn launch on Blue Origin's rocket was supposed to happen in October, taking a NASA Mars mission to Mars, two small orbiters. But that had a launch window that had to be met, and Blue Origin couldn't meet it. And so NASA had to remove the satellites from that mission. And it's not going to launch now. It might launch by the end of the year, but we'll have to wait and see. So Blue Origin doesn't respect schedules, and so boom, they don't get contracts either. And that's what this is telling us. Those two companies have got to get their acts together, or else they're continuing to lose money to SpaceX.
This looks like a deregulation story. Commerce and spaceports. How?
It is a deregulation story, and it's an interesting one. Commerce Department has announced that it is issuing three new rulings that will ease regulations and licensing procedures to allow American rocket and satellite companies to launch from international spaceports. And the big news was it was specifically easing the regulations, the State Department regulations, on launching from spaceports in Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom, all of which have proposed spaceports. In the past, if you wanted to put a satellite on another nation's rocket, you had to go through very strict State Department rules, made it almost impossible. If you wanted to launch a rocket from one of these countries, you had to go through these serious State Department rules, and it was made it almost impossible. This regulation change now allows rocket companies and satellite companies to launch from those spaceports, and it'll help those spaceports, but it'll also help American companies because they'll have more options for launching. There are other rules that are being proposed that will do more of the same for other nations, and we'll see if those get approved. But the goal here is to actually benefit not only other countries but our own space industry.
The GAO is indicating there's a delay at Artemis. What kind of delay, Bob, and what is the difficulty?
This is just repeating what the NASA's Inspector General has found and what I have been reporting now for almost a decade, that nothing in the SLS Orion Artemis program is competent. It's all incompetent, badly run management, terrible. NASA's doing a horrible job. And the key here is the mobile launcher that is supposed to be used on the SLS rockets for the next few launches. Upgrading the first mobile launcher is behind schedule, but building the second one by a company named Bechtel is a disaster and continues to be a disaster. This is reported by others before, but now the GAO has confirmed this, that Bechtel was supposed to complete this like in 22, and it's not going to complete it till 28, if then. It had originally had a $400 million contract to build it. It's now more than $1 billion. And the irony, of course, is that this that SpaceX builds launch towers, is building four launch towers for Starship Super Heavy for pennies on the dime and getting it done in less than in 2 or 3 years. It's just the comparison is just ugly, John. And either way, what this means is the first manned orbital mission around the moon on Orion is probably not going to happen as planned in 25, and the in 26. And I personally believe that the landing, which is now scheduled for 26, man landing, ain't going to happen before 30. I've been saying that for now several months. That's 6 years behind the schedule first proposed by Trump, but it's actually 15 years behind the schedule initially proposed by George Bush in 2004. NASA has failed terribly in doing this.
SpaceX Super Heavy, largest booster ever conceived and built, it rolled out in what looked like Home Depot dollies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't NASA go for those Home Depot dollies that SpaceX uses? Its rocket isn't, its booster isn't as big as Super Heavy.
It's because NASA is badly managed. They're not interested in getting things done cheaply and fast. It really revolves around the jobs program, creating expensive ways to do things.
Were they taking it out vertically or horizontally? Because SpaceX uses horizontal rolling.
Not with Super Heavy Starship. They do it vertically. They come out of the assembly line vertical on those little roller flat top moving platforms. They roll it to the launch pad where the chopsticks lift it up and down and stack things. But with NASA, they were going to, they're basically copying what was done with the Saturn V. They assemble it vertically in the VAB, and then they use the mobile launcher to roll to the launch site, and the launch mobile launcher is the launch tower.
I see.
And so unlike SpaceX, which doesn't move the launch tower, it just moves the rocket, they're moving the whole kabang. And, of course, it's extremely expensive. It made sense in the 60s when we hadn't done such things before, but it makes no sense now, but NASA's doing it anyway.
They're prisoners of their reputation. It happens with the success. Good news. Good news. We need good news. What is the European Union's good news?
The good news is that the European Union's proposed space law is again delayed. Yay! We don't want this law to pass. And in fact, most of the member nations in the European Union are against it, and they've been very clearly putting political pressure on to stop this. The European Union proposed creating its own space law that would be imposed on all the member nations, European Space Agency member nations. They proposed this like 2 years ago, and they keep saying it's being worked on, but it gets delayed. It's being worked on, it's getting delayed. It's now been delayed from the summer till next year, and this is because the member nations in the European Union are fighting it. They don't want it because they've got their own space laws, and they don't want the European Union stepping in and squelching the progress of their industries, which has been good recently.
There's an Intelsat breakup in space. Is the FAA on the case, Bob?
No, of course not. The FAA is not interested in the slightest, and it shouldn't be. But once again, why are they then interested in SpaceX? So the same kind of thing. Intelsat communications satellite that was launched in 2016 has broken up in orbit. It's produced at least almost 60 pieces of debris. They're trying to track it. They don't know exactly what happened, though this particular satellite had thruster problems earlier, which shortened its lifespan. This is just one of those stories, John, that indicates there is potential profits in developing an orbital system to remove junk in space. Because this is Intelsat and other geosynchronous satellite companies want to get this junk out of the way. It threatens their satellites. So they have a financial motive to pay for someone to get rid of it.
Was this a Space Force launch or space?
No. This satellite was launched in 2016 purely for commercial communications. Okay. It was providing service to Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia. And they're now moving. Intelsat's a commercial communication company. They're moving their customers to other satellites they've got up in orbit to cover them. But they have to deal with the debris.
And also looking like a good news, Oman, which is a troubled nation because it's caught between Iran and the rest of the universe. But they've gone for a spaceport. Is that better, Bob, nearer the equator like Oman?
It's in a good location, Oman. They proposed this a few years ago, but they've now announced that they're going to do their first launch from that spaceport. They haven't told us any details about the launch. I suspect it will be a suborbital launch. Maybe they're taking missile technology from Yemen, that the Yemenites have been throwing into the Red Sea. Maybe they're going to launch one of those up just to show suborbital capabilities at the spaceport. They want to get commercial business to their spaceport from the United States and elsewhere. And that's what this launch is intended to prove, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.